breaking news. Producer MYK recently was on a date, just finding out now about this. Was this like a couple of days ago? Was this like a month ago? Like,
it was a little while back.
Okay, but we're just now getting wind of it. And a couple of things. The girl he feels was being deceitful, at least could have been. She was doing the duck face in all the photos, but when he actually met her in person, she kind of like, you know, he was making her laugh. She smiled, and she had like just a few teeth.
Very few.
Pretty much gums only.
Yeah, pretty much, you know, gum mouth. And she ended up telling him, too. It's like, yeah, I got in a car accident, and I, you know, got them all knocked out, pretty much. So that sucks. But he kind of feels like, well, she's being deceitful. That's not cool. I don't think you're being a jerk. It's awkward. Like, you can yell and say whatever you want, but I just know that, like, if I met my wife and she was doing that same thing, like, it would, it's creepy. Like, you expect teeth to be there.
Yeah. Exactly. You just expect them to be there. And I feel like most people would have just walked into that door and just been like, oh, I am out of here. But I went through with the whole date.
You went through the whole chip, salsa, and burrito and everything.
She told you that she had been hit by a car and that's why she lost her teeth. But Micro says, at Joan Alex Show on Twitter, maybe she's a recovering meth addict and had all her teeth removed. That's true. You never know. Stephanie said, I just went on two dates with this guy and he asked me to co-sign for a car with him. Whoa.
Do it. It sounds like he loves you. Let's talk to Brittany this morning on the Joan Alex Show. Brittany, what did you want to say about this whole deceitful date?
So he needs to look at her personality rather than what she looks like. Yeah, she may have no teeth, but did you want to go on a second date?
Did I want to go on a second date?
Not after he saw her mouth.
No, I didn't want to.
He's holding back. You do not.
Because I felt she cheated me.
Okay, yes. But, okay, what's your tooth? Are you toothless? What's your teeth situation?
Well, I have braces. I'm working on mine.
Okay. But are your teeth something that you're self-conscious about?
No. Okay. I really could care less on what people think, but I mean, obviously you're going to notice. They're not invisible.
Right. So would you be willing to go on a date with a guy who was just gums?
I mean, I wouldn't look at, oh, you don't have no teeth, so I can't see you again.
Yeah. I mean, you're a better person than I am, but so, yeah, I'm with them.
Yeah, I don't
no
think
way.
Brittany's looking for guys with no teeth.
Yeah, I mean, you're not searching it out for sure. Thank you for calling in. But like I said, I don't think you're being a jerk on this one. Leanne? I can't read.
Leanne.
There we go. Leanne, what do you think about this?
Well, so I think she was deceitful, but it tells a lot about his character that he did continue the date. And I told him earlier, I do have all my teeth if he'd like to go out on a date with me.
Aww. Hey. That's cute.
Slide into those DMs, Leanne.
Yeah, hit him up. I want to know what he's like actually on a date. I want to hear the woman's perspective. He's
probably
like so suave and like opens the Uber door for you.
100%.
Everything right there.
You have to wear all black. He's into all black.
Well, I'm 46, so I don't know how old he is, but you know, if he wants to date older,
can we be honest?
Woman,
can we
know?
Be honest? We don't know how old
he
is either.
We don't know how old he is. He never will tell us.
Age ain't nothing but a number. Slide into those DMs.
Don't get her pregnant. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Julio. Get the stretch.
Oh God.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Julio.
Yeah,
dude.
Take your phone off speakerphone, please.
Sorry, I was brushing my teeth.
Oh! He's not toothless.
Look at you bragging
Julio,
about all
get the crest.
What do you think, Julio? Is MYK being a jerk or is this girl deceitful?
No, MYK does have a point. But another thing is, you probably don't even know whether or not this person had like a degenerative disease. Because I know that there are certain people who do have that. And unfortunately, their teeth falls out before they actually reach a certain age, or if you don't even take care of your teeth. But anyway, you get what you pay for. As again, as I practice what you preach, never get on social media. Alex should know better.
What?
And MYK should know better. Alex, you know in the past you did.
Oh, you mean on the dating apps?
Yeah, you did a dating app one time, Alex.
I am on dating apps right now as we speak. But I am I have extremely good judgment. I won't swipe right on a guy who has no smiling pictures because I know he's hiding his teeth. I'm different than MYK. I'm not as thirsty as MYK, apparently, because I'm way picky.
I'm not thirsty at all. I'm really picky. I'm so OCD picky. I just expected there to be a sheet of teeth.
MYK is like a camel. He's got plenty to go around. All right, let's talk to Carolyn on the Joan Alex Show. You don't think she was being deceitful, huh?
No, I don't think she's being deceitful. I think she's giving you what she has, no teeth. So she's not giving you any teeth in the pictures. And she's not supposed to take any more pictures because she's missing teeth. But I think he was a total creep for not calling her back after the couple of times he called her back. And to make up for it, he should start her a GoFundMe account now so she can get some dentures.
Let's raise $1,009 to get her some dentures.
I feel like dentures are a lot more than that. Maybe you could just go buy her like some Polydent.
Whatever it is.
All right, Carolyn.
Whatever it is.
Carolyn, thank you for calling. You definitely, I don't think Carolyn's a big fan of yours.
Carolyn is wrong because I did have conversations with her afterwards. I just didn't go see her again.
I mean, well, like, that's kind of wrong because, I mean, a person's personality isn't based off of their teeth and things like that. So, I mean, she doesn't have the money to get the teeth. So, even if you were feeling a little bad, obviously you were feeling a little bad because you didn't end the date and you kept going on and you liked her before you knew she didn't have the teeth. So try to help her out and get her a GoFundMe account started.
Liked is a strong word for somebody that you met on Tinder.
Like he might have been sexually attracted
to
her.
I really didn't care for it. So sexual attraction has nothing to do with teeth. You can turn her over and put her face down.
Carolyn, whoa. Carolyn doesn't play around this morning. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. She get right to it. Hey, who's this?
This is Annie.
What do you want to say, Annie?
I want to say just that I heard the one guy talking about the problem with your teeth.
M1K,
I am 21 and I have gingivitis in my teeth. I took care of my teeth. I had braces and everything, and my teeth fell out, parts of them. But my boyfriend still loves me and cares about me. Just as long as MYK is doing it for, like, he didn't have a connection, he's not. I don't think he did anything wrong.
No, it's just, it was like they went on a Tinder date and it's just was like.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely different if you're involved with somebody and then something happens to them. I would take care of, whoever I'm in love with.
Yeah.
Like, if something happened to them, they had a disease or, they became crippled or something, I'd be there, of course. But on a Tinder date, I think you can be a little more picky.
I mean, I totally agree. Just as long as that wasn't the whole reason you wouldn't call her back.
So, I'm curious about what your teeth situation is. Do you have absolutely none of your teeth left or do you have a few?
No, there's only one that is missing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not that bad.
Yeah, but the rest of them, they just break from the inside out.
Ah.
Ugh.
It sucks. Yes, it sucks bad. But and I recently just got canceled in health insurance, but I'm getting ready to get it all fixed. But
good.
I mean, it did suck, but I just wanted to call and make sure that,
We heard your side.
You said, what is my side on it?
No, I said, thanks for sharing your side. We're glad we got to hear it.
We have a really interesting tweet. Someone said, if she got hit by a car, wouldn't she sue the person that hit her for some perfect teeth? Shady.
I don't know. Like,
so, her excuse could be a lie.
No, but it depends who hit her. Like, my wife, I guess my mother-in-law, ran over my sister-in-law. So, I mean, anything's possible. Like, would you sue your family member if they hit you with a car?
Yes. Shelby says, at Joe and Alex Show, all these people giving producer MYK crap act like they'd be cool dating someone with no teeth. I agree.
I just want to throw it out there. If you don't have teeth, I think you're, totally a cool person. Like, and I think we all do. It's just, I get where you're coming from. And this is the same thing if you were if anything's missing, you think of a normal quote, person. Like, if my nose is missing, you'd be like, what? Where the hell's your nose at?
Some people like guys that look like Lord Voldemort or whatever. They want to date people with no nose.
Yeah, I think people are acting like personality matters more. I think teeth, though, there's something about mouth stuff that is just way harder to get over. I mean, I have gone on a date with somebody that had a leg missing. He was a veteran. So, I mean, but that wasn't that big of a, that wasn't a big deal to me at all. But teeth to me, an unhealthy mouth is just, bad breath, all those things.
I was just going to say,
gross.
Hold on, let's forget the teeth. Everybody would be perfectly okay, would they not, if he's she had really bad breath.
Yeah.
It's still a mouth thing, right?
But you would have bad. Yeah. There's no way that you can have rotted teeth and have good breath. There's no way. Because you've got stuff going on. Sarah says, in her defense, I would never take a picture if I had three teeth. But she should have told him ahead of time. Also, tell MYK I have all my teeth. Winky face.
DMs.
Dude, if you get a date out of this, which is probably the whole angle he came with this one, hey, I want to tell you about something that happened.